just got dyslexia, okay?
Dishonor on you! Dishonor on your cow!
Welcome, foolish mortals.
It is with deepest pride and greatest pleasure that we welcome you tonight.
The reference here is very obscure.
Welcome to the obscure world of Disney. You're listening to the Obscure Disney Podcast.
It's our belief that no detail is too small, no character cameo too short, and no quirk too strange to be celebrated.
And with new episodes every Tuesday and Thursday, why not get an annual pass wherever you get your podcast from, or find us at obscuredisneypodcast.com.
And see all of our fun patches at disneypatch.com. It's that magical time of year.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
For those of you that don't know, this last weekend was the D23 Expo, which for Disney fans is like Christmas.
Bigger than Christmas.
Because all it is Disney news for 3 days straight.
It, like, I'm obviously a Disney fan now.
Right.
Pretty new to it, I have to say. But even for me, it just blows my mind when they start talking about all of the things. And you think, gosh, how great is this as a company that they can do that? They can just create a three-day convention where they just completely melt the minds of millions and millions of people, basically.
Well, and the thing about the D23 Expo is it's a bunch of already known projects, some rumored projects, and then some crazy out of left field projects.
Completely.
Almost every time.
Yep.
You know, and to be fair, a lot of these are just concepts and we don't know exactly how they will pan out, but in general, it's always an exciting weekend for the Disney fans.
Yeah, I was very excited about it, mainly because most of it, a lot of the announcements that came out had a lot to do with Epcot, and we were actually at Epcot while the announcements were basically being made, unbeknownst to us. Like
that. Walking around soon-to-be-gone buildings and places.
And we all knew about that, because they were all talking about how those buildings were all coming down, and those they had let us know about that happening beforehand. One of the things that we were walking by, we know that the fountain that's in the middle, what is it called? It's the
Fountain of Nations, I
think? We all knew that that was going away.
Right.
And when we were walking by it on our way out of the park, I even said, you know, it's great that this fountain is here, but this park is so hot. What they really need is a walkway that you can walk through the fountain, and then they tell us all about it. Right?
Well, let's get into it. We're going to start out with the Parks Expo thing that they did. This is the one that a lot of people get very excited about. They announce all the new projects coming to the parks.
The parks, yeah.
Which is a big deal for a lot of people.
Definitely my favorite.
So, of course, a lot of the news is Star Wars related.
Yes.
They are going to parade that out as much as humanly possible. The new Rise of the Resistance ride that has not opened yet at either park.
Yeah.
Is causing a lot of buzz. I'm withholding judgment till I see it in person, because you never know. They never explicitly say whether or not the footage they showed was actual on-ride footage, or if it's just kind of the experience that they're going for.
Yeah.
The footage that they show is really impressive, but like I said, we have no idea what that actually is.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that it's as fun as they promote it to be, you know.
And most fans are calling it the most ambitious, biggest ride experience ever created, right? And I bet that is 100% true.
There's
way that they're not going to go backwards on something like this.
Yeah, you're not going to be running into cardboard cutouts of Darth Vader in this dark ride, I'm pretty sure.
Could you imagine?
There would be riots in the streets. They would burn Galaxy's Edge to the ground.
They could figure out a way to fake that for one day. Oh, it would be hilarious.
That would be funny. So, Rise of Resistance, big, big deal. They also, to jump ahead a little bit, they also teased out the new Star Wars hotel.
Yes!
That's going in. For some reason, you are really excited about this.
I can't figure out why either. I just love the fact that they are known to be basically now that they're really more in the hotel business than the theme park business now.
Sure.
People are saying that that's where they generate the majority of their revenue from. And so for them to come out with a completely brand new experience. Obviously, people have been freaking out about the hotel since it was announced.
Right.
And we've even seen like drone footage and stuff of the footers that are going in place, you know. And then obviously, I love real estate. So you add that on top of it. I get very excited about it too. But then the fact that like they're just being so, it almost feels like, is it avant-garde is the right word for it? Or very, when they make something so experimental, maybe, you know, when you just go, this is something that's never been created before, but we know we can do it, and we know that whatever we do, you guys are absolutely going to love. I mean, unless it completely sucked, then they wouldn't do it. But it was kind of like when the Aria Hotel in Vegas decided to open a hotel without a casino in it. Everybody was like, oh, how posh, you know? And this is by far greater than that. So,
well, the concept is really interesting. It sounds awful to me, but for first of all, it's going to be ridiculously expensive. So if you're planning on going, you should have started saving 5 years ago because it's going to cost you a lot of money. They limit the number of people that are allowed to be in the hotel at one time.
Yeah, it's a very small number too, like 700, I think the number was, give or take something there.
You're basically in there doing that experience together for 2 days and two nights maximum.
Yep.
That's the longest they'll let you stay in this hotel.
And you have to stay for the full experience.
Right. You can't leave early.
Right.
Well, I'm sure you can. Obviously, they're not going to hold you hostage in the hotel.
But you had to book the full experience.
Yeah, the full experience. And once you're in, they give you, from what I understand, they give you a character that you're now playing. You know, there are events going on in the hotel that mimic Star Wars-y type stuff. It's basically a giant LARP.
Yeah.
Which is a live-action role-playing, for those that you don't know.
Because you could see the blank look on my face. As yes. I have no idea what a LARP is.
LARPing. There are videos a long time ago that people thought they were ridiculous of people that dressed up as like knights and wizards and would go out and smack each other with swords and stuff.
Uh-huh.
It's LARPing, live action role playing, which is basically what this hotel is going to be. It's going to be a Star Wars live action role play.
I'm all for it. It's the way of the world nowadays.
Oh, okay, you need to stop because we ain't doing this.
Oh, we're not doing it.
It freaks me out just to think about.
Oh, no. The most LARPing I'm ever going to do is wear a Donald Duck themed t-shirt. Like, that's the extent of my participation of it.
Participation? You're raining all over us?
Yeah, that's it.
It's raining Steve.
That was totally my, that was my Donald Duck accent.
Oh, okay.
Just
So the hotel looks like an amazing experience for people that are into Star Wars and want to live in the world. It sounds like it's going to be great. Super excited for everybody in that aspect.
Right, but I mean, like, if you think about some of the most expensive rooms that they have now, I don't know, 700 to 1,000, I think, are kind of the more expensive rooms that Disney offers right now.
Mm-hmm.
This experience, I don't know.
It's going to be more than that.
2,000?
I assume it's going to be probably $1,000 a night, I assume.
About maybe 1,000, and then is it going to be limited to 4 people per room or something? Obviously, there's going to be tons of restrictions like that.
Yeah.
In order for it to work out properly, but...
And are you just going to spend all day at the hotel? Like, is that what it's going to be? Like, you're on the space station, so you just kind of walk around and spend all day at the hotel?
No, and I do think that there has been rumors that there's an underground moving system that moves you from the hotel into Galaxy's Edge, and then you pop up in Galaxy's Edge and then experience the park that way.
Mm.
But if you won't go back, then you go back to Galaxy's Edge and then take your special portal underground back to your hotel.
Mm.
Oh, brilliant.
All right.
Just saying.
Anyway, moving away from Star Wars, since it doesn't excite me as much as it does other people, apparently. They announced a new parade coming to the Disney park.
Yeah.
Called Magic Happens. People love a good parade. Always a fun time.
So much so that they have parades at the D23 convention indoors.
Well,
on the
floor Disney is pretty much synonymous with parades.
Right.
Like, you know, Disney parade.
Only imagine how loud it was inside that convention hall.
Oh, so noisy.
A marching band.
Ooh.
At full volume.
they were playing a little quieter, I would hope.
I would hope so.
They also announced that Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway is coming to Toontown at Disneyland.
Yes.
Which I think is great. I feel like Toontown has been neglected for far too long.
Right.
So the idea that they're going to get not only just a revamp, but also this brand new attraction is very exciting for Toontown.
It was.
Gives you more of a reason to go to Toontown.
Completely true. Going to fix that up, clean it up, make it nice. We heard rumors while we were down there that Tomorrowland was getting a $600 million makeover.
Yeah.
We have
not yet confirmed.
Not yet confirmed. We've been trying to find everybody that can confirm it, but, you know.
Yeah. You would think that'd be big news, though.
You would hope.
If, that, no way was, if that was actually announced, I think it'd be big news.
And they can't announce that at the same time they're announcing Epcot, but...
Yeah. They finally announced the new Cirque show that's going into downtown Disney. No. Disney Springs.
Disney Springs next to the NBA experience.
Yes.
That's going to be fun. I've never seen their Cirque show live, actually.
Oh, so we should go see this one. It's obviously the Cirque du Soleil type stuff, and it's also conjoined with Disney Animation Studios, which means you could get some 2D animation. They could be hand-drawing new stuff for this attraction alone. So,
yeah, one of your favorite animators is working on the project, it should look like.
Oh, now you're going to put me on the spot because I don't remember his name. But he's a very famous animator, and he animated the genie in Aladdin and has, you know, been working with the animation studios for a long time.
Amazing.
Be fun. They also announced some Disney and Target type things.
Yeah, they're opening up, like, a Disney shop. I would imagine it's a lot like the Sephora shop inside of JCPenney. Kind of that same thing for a Disney inside Targets. I heard the numbers between 23 to 60, somewhere in there.
Not very many.
But, you know, I bet if it's successful, they'll roll it out nationwide.
But what I understand is Target already has Disney stuff in it.
Uh-huh.
So they're just going to make a specialized area for Disney stuff now? Oh,
absolutely.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah, and it could work out good for both retailers. Both retailers are probably struggling in some way. So for them to have dedicated floor space that you'd walk into a small Disney shop there, for them to be able to open up all these new stores basically for free in places that already has the foot traffic, yeah, makes a lot of sense. I'll be curious to see how well it works long term, but...
Yeah, I'm... again, I'll reserve judgment till I see what they actually do with that one.
Yeah, they've had Disney stores in the malls for a long time, so I would imagine similar to that, but not nearly as grand, right? Mm. They're just going to be like Disney-colored tables.
And that's disappointing.
Yellow glittered, which, you know, I think this is the way all Targets should look, but...
We also got some more information on the Marvel section that's going into California Adventure.
Yeah.
Which people are super excited about. They took out A Bug's Land specifically to put all this stuff in, so people are losing their mind being excited over the Avengers Campus, which is their new title for it. Apparently you go in and kind of get recruited and trained to be an Avenger is the kind of concept that's going on.
Good luck. I am too old for this.
So
it's going to take a lot of training.
So they're going to have Spider-Man, Iron Man, and Old Man.
Right? Old Man training. But some of the concept that we've seen for some of this already has been like the Spider-Man ride.
Yeah.
Looks absolutely amazing. There's actually been, because we saw it, the photos that they showed for D23, almost looks like it's a shooting game where you are not using a controller, like it just senses your hand shooting at the screen. But then I've also seen that they've had, you know, again, the renderings that they've had to submit for building codes and stuff that are being built, that it's on a long arm and it swings back from side to side your car, like while you're going through the ride. Like
it's gonna be real and pukey.
Then as you get down to the end, then there's going to be like shows down on the end of it, basically. But then there's also, there was possible that there's going to be an animatronic that goes swinging through the air.
Right. We've seen them running tests of full-bodied, free-flying animatronic.
If both of these things happen,
it's crazy.
Unbelievable. So it means that it's unbelievable and it's all made up.
Right. I do get a little worried about the Spider-Man ride. They kind of likened it to a Midway Mania where you're shooting the guns and things.
Yeah.
But for Spider-Man, which is fine, the swinging cars
make me sound real nauseous.
Just thinking about it makes me nauseated. So,
which brings us to Galaxies.
We can jump to Guardians of the Galaxy, Cosmic Rewind, that's going into Epcot.
Back at Epcot.
We've been we, like we said, we were just there, so we saw the building. It's coming along nicely. It's a huge building.
It's so big, they can't paint it go away green. They have to do that on the bottom and then go away blue at the top so it blends into the sky. Sky
blue at top, yeah. It's that tall.
Because it's so big.
Yeah. And they gave us some more information about it. It's called, like I said, Cosmic Rewind. Part of the reason that they're calling it Cosmic Rewind...
Sounds horrible.
...is it has a backwards launch, meaning you'll be facing one direction and the car will shoot backwards in the other direction.
A reverse launch.
I'm just... Y'all. I'm seeing whiplash and teeth knocked out on a bar. Like, it just... I'm sure they will have you in a harness of some kind, but still.
Again, this is literally when we go to theme parks nowadays. I literally am worried about the rides that we're getting onto because I'm now of an age that you go... What is this going to do to me?
Yeah, you're old man.
They're getting too crazy with these. I mean, they obviously, if you're a 12-year-old, it's enjoyable.
Yeah, I mean, we can handle. We can handle most things. I just can't do like the spinny stuff. Spinning makes me super sick.
Which is also a part of this ride.
Which apparently is also a part of Guardians of the Galaxy, where it's a coaster with a backwards launch, where the cars spin. Also, all of this just sounds like it's made to make people throw up. So, again, it may be a bit less pukey than I think it is. We'll have to wait and see.
Because this is what I love about Disney. I love the Incredicoaster, where it is an exhilarating launch, and then it's just smooth and nice and fun.
Not so rough, yeah.
It's just fun.
Yeah.
And it just makes you giggle the whole time, you know? These rides don't make you giggle.
They definitely don't make Steve giggle. They make Steve curse. True. We'll have to talk about our trip on Everest some other time. Then we're going to jump into New Epcot, which is a really big deal. They're basically redoing the entire park of Epcot.
Essentially.
Everything's going. Everything must go. It's an Epcot sale. They've rethemed the areas. Of course, they already have the World Showcase, which is not going away. It has all of the country pavilions. And then they're retheming the front to World Discovery, World Celebration, and World Nature.
Right, and ripping out those hideous buildings.
Getting rid of those super 1980s-looking buildings.
Yeah, it does look like the ones on the left-hand side are going to remain there, but I'm sure that their facades themselves will be ripped off and rebuilt,
yeah.
Because that's part of what looks so awful is that stucco. All the buildings on the other side are completely coming down and turning into the Moana walkthrough experience, right?
Whatever this is, it's a walking path between somewhere and the water area of the park, which right now is Finding Nemo kind of stuff.
And the aquarium that's so awesome back there.
Right. And so they have like something, I think they had, from what I understood, it would move you from the land to the water section.
Mm-hmm.
So... kind of like you go in at a beach side and end up in the ocean kind of thing. I don't know. It's not really an attraction as much as it is an interactive walkway with fountains and such.
Right. Totally brings me back to this walking through splash pad.
Right. Basically, Disney stole Steve's idea.
Right. No, after I stole it from them again.
Right.
But and it's supposed to be interactive. Like it might, you'll be able to control things possibly with a magic band. We're just going to make that up.
Yeah, we're not sure how you're going to be able to control things. Honestly, in my mind, I hate to say it, it just reminds me of the fountains that are already over by Figment, where the water just jumps from pot to pot. Do you recall?
Oh, kind of like that. And on a much grander scale.
Something larger.
And they had that the same thing in Vegas at the Bellagio. They had that indoor aquarium or the indoor atrarium that you walk through and the water shoots over your head through there.
I've never been to that.
It's beautiful.
Oh.
Kind of like that, done by Disney with LED lit trees, apparently, that change colors.
And some fun Moana music, apparently.
Oh, it's going to be great. So much better than what they have now.
True.
Which is basically to say nothing.
You can't, it's not hard to approve over nothing. they also announced the arrival of Mary Poppins.
Yay!
To Epcot, which I find very interesting. Mostly just because everybody is commenting on gosh, it just feels like it's been so long. Of course she needs her own ride. Why hasn't Mary Poppins been in the parks till now?
Uh-huh.
I'll give you two letters and a word. P.L. Travers.
Whoa, yes.
She did not like Walt Disney. She did not like the Walt Disney movie.
No.
She didn't want Disney touching Mary Poppins ever again.
Yep.
And now that she's dead, Disney can do whatever they want.
Right.
Because money talks.
Ain't that right?
The estate of P.L. Travers is a little bit more willing to bend and let them do things.
Yeah, well, it was speculated that her children weren't even speaking with her at the time of her death, unfortunately, so I'm sure that they would have no problem going along with their concept and making money on it along the way, but somebody has speculated that they're... Part of the reason we have Epcot today is because Mary Poppins did so well and made so much money for the Disney Corporation that they were able to spend some of that money on the Epcot park in itself. Does this at all sound true to you in any way?
I mean, this is what happens, though. Is
but
that
the timing doesn't line up at all.
It doesn't line up.
That was built in 1983.
Yeah, it doesn't
That came
up.
Out in the 50s.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a complete lie.
But
put that in the lie category.
It could be that, you know, as the film's has films become successful, Walt really liked to spend that money fast.
Right.
I'm not really sure what his obsession was with spending his money as quickly as he made it.
He had big dreams that were expensive.
He had big dreams. So he may have started planning Epcot around that time. But just to be clear, we're going to probably have to separate this discussion out to another podcast. But this... The discussion of people being like, I'm so excited for this update to Epcot, it's exactly what Walt wanted, is not accurate. I hate to rain on your parade, but what Walt wanted was a futuristic city. He wanted a city center that helped reduce waste and carbon emissions before carbon emissions were even a big concern. Alleviating traffic, making life easier. It was supposed to be a neighborhood.
Yeah.
So for anyone to say, we're finally doing with Epcot what Walt wanted,
right.
It's not really.
Not even close. Epcot literally stands for Experimental Prototype City of Tomorrow. And he literally wanted people living in this city.
Right.
And it was so futuristic that, like, there was going to be the upper ways of driving in for cars, and all of the trucks and big equipment
delivery
would
vehicles.
Be on a lower level so that they didn't have to interact because they knew that the traffic systems didn't work out properly that way.
Right.
And I speculate that this is a lot where that mid-century vibe house that everybody loves so much, I think we get a lot of that from what Walt loved for Epcot and other people at the time that were designing the same type of a thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that is not what we're getting.
We're not
getting very much a theme park.
And it's very...
I don't mind that.
No, yeah.
But it's definitely not the experimental prototype city of tomorrow.
It's really not. And so... That's the only thing about the whole Epcot thing that's bothered me, is people are like, it's finally becoming Walt's dream. It's like, it's not. But you can still think that and have fun with it if that's what you want to believe.
He did have a lot of concepts about, like you said, living with the land and not being wasteful and being, you know, environmentally conscious. He did have a lot of that, but that's... Yeah. Okay.
So we're going to split this up then into another podcast. So it's like I always say, see you real soon. Follow my perfectly sculpted 2-finger point to the exit.
If you enjoyed today's podcast, rate, review us on your favorite podcast app. And if you didn't, help us do better by buying a patch at DisneyPatch.com.
Always be proud of what makes you unique. And we'll see you next time on the Obscure Disney Podcast.